Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you'll move on this listener right now in your gentle, loving, powerful, and merciful way as they listen to this message from All Nations Church in Tallahassee. Amen.
And now we are going to invite, as you know, Nick, but I wanted to give him the respect of pronouncing it as best as I can, Nikel Kumaragunta. He is going to give us a word today, so please give him a round of applause and utmost respect, and just be ready to open your hearts and minds to what the Lord has for you.
Thank you. Amen. Good morning, everyone. Is everyone ready for the word of God today? Okay. So today I'm going to talk about destroying the strongholds. So can we all stand and read the word of God together? It's from 2 Corinthians 10, chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. They're up on the screen too. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Amen. You can all be seated. Thank you. In this world currently, we know that there are so many things that the devil has been trying to put oppression and bring his kingdom more dominant in this world. We can see the works of the enemy wherever we go. It has been more dominant in the last few years. And we can see that he's bringing bondages, depression, sickness, feelings of rejection, loneliness, and a lot of things in people's mind. He's dealing with the mind of the people. He's infiltrating the people's mind. Even to the point, like, even if you open a TV channel and TV program, we can see a lot of things, even from the kids program to the very adults program. Every other program has been infiltrated with a lot of demonic things, and he's been infiltrating the people. So we have to be careful, and we have to be more vigilant of what is happening around the world. And there are many people who are struggling, who wants to be set free from all these bondages and sicknesses and even a lot of rejections. And there are many things that are going on. And even in this room, if you are here today, struggling and suffering and wanting to be set free, I pray that this is the message that you have to hear. And for those even who are coming to church every Sunday and then trying to, get delivered, but at the altar, when you come to the front, and then when you go back again, you still struggle with the same things. If you are still struggling with the same battle, temptations, and you don't understand why is that happening to me, I'm getting delivered here, but when I go back, I'm struggling with the same things again and again and again in my life. I pray that this message will help you to understand what is happening in your life. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 29, "How can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house?" So here in this verse, there are two things that we can understand. First, there is a strong man, and then there is his house, which is also called as a stronghold. So the strong man is the Satan, and he lives in strongholds. He builds the strongholds, these strongholds, in a person's mind. So the location of these strongholds is in the mind of the people. When the strong man lives in these strongholds, he brings a lot of chaos. He brings depression. He brings thoughts of suicide. He brings thoughts of anxiety, fear, rejection, and instability in your mind. There are so many people who are struggling with instability. They don't know what decision to make. They just rely on others. They see others and start doing whatever thing they think that is right. There's a culture going on that if 100 people do the same thing, then that must be the right thing, and then they start doing the same thing. That's not the right. We need to know what's right from the Bible, from the Word of God. So Jesus says here that first we need to bind the strong man, and then we can spoil his house. The strong man will not let you demolish his house without first binding him or casting him out. So, and once we cast him out, we can bring the strongholds only by the weapons that has the divine power to demolish them completely. We need to understand the weapons of warfare. So, how can we fight the warfare? And how do we know, like, the strong man, how does he enter into a person's life? Any evil spirit cannot forcefully enter into a person against a man's will. He enters only through the open doors that the man has opened. There are different types of open doors, and I would like to say first is hereditary. It's coming through the bloodline or at an environment of family where you grew up with. If there are a lot of addictions, and like drugs, alcohol, smoking, pornography, and even a lifestyle that is not pleasing to God. If the people are growing up in such kind of family environment, or in their ancestors they have these things going on, they open up a door. Just like how we inherit some physical traits from our ancestors, we also inherit some spiritual traits that could have an open door from our ancestors. And the next thing is partaking in certain activities, like partaking in occult practices, sinful activities, going to wrong places, or eating or touching foods that are sacrificed to the demons, yoga, palm reading, astrology, horoscopes. People doesn't acknowledge or realize that these things are on the behind, they are involved with some kind of demonic spirits. People take it for granted. I'm just passing my time. I'm just not really praying, or I'm not just really engaged into it. But the moment you associate with any of these things, the moment you take part in these things, there is an open door that the enemy can just walk straight through. So we need to be more careful of what we are doing. And then the third thing is interference. Like, if you have gone through some childhood or past hurts or wounds or physical or sexual abuse or mental and emotional trauma, so there will be some wounds and hurts caused by these actions or events that could open door for anger, hatred, unforgiveness, bitterness, jealousy and rage, and many other things. These could be a big open door for the enemy. And it can have its stronghold built easily. And we need to be a lot careful. As it says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. If we don't know what are the open doors in our life, if you're not vigilant about that, the enemy tries to enter through the strongholds and take a foothold of your life, and then start building the strongholds. It's easy for us when we catch him when he has a little foothold in our lives, and it becomes harder and harder as he builds the strongholds in our lives. And then once he has all the grip, all of ourselves, then he brings the chokehold, which brings death. The death could be a suicide or homicide. That is the reason why there are a lot of killings, shootings that are happening in this world. The people who does these things, they don't know what is going on in their life. They're filled with anger, they're filled with bitterness, jealousy. They just try to express themselves, they don't know where to vent. They just take this route because the enemy has been put a chokehold on their lives. They have opened doors for the enemy and then took a foothold of their lives and then built a lot of strongholds. And that is the reason they do these kind of atrocities. Today I come to tell you that we have hope in Jesus' name. He has crushed the head of the enemy at the feet on the cross by shedding his sinless blood, and he has been risen from the dead. victoriously. And in his name we have, Jesus has given us the authority to be set free. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 11, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So the name of Jesus has power. The name of Jesus has the authority to deliver any person. Every power and dominion has to bow down before the name of Jesus, in front of Jesus. In John chapter 8, verse 36, so if the Son Jesus sets you free, you will be free indeed. I ask everyone to call out his name. In Jesus' name, I'll be set free today. There is freedom in his name. But also I would like to ask a question. So why is that some people who get the deliverance and the altars on the Sunday mornings, and then they go back to home, and they go back to even just outside of this building, and then they start having the same attacks, and they start having the same sin or the temptations that, or the feelings of depression, loneliness, and all the things that the enemy is trying to put in their hearts. Why is that so? Reason, because even after getting delivered, we still have those strongholds built by the enemy in our lives. It's one thing to get delivered from an evil spirit, but it's another thing to bring down his strongholds also. These strongholds has to be brought down as well. Many times we focus on getting delivered, but we don't focus on bringing down the strongholds. We need to destroy the strongholds completely in our lives. It's like if you have a house that you rented it to someone else, and then they started doing a lot of illegal things, or they started building some things that are not supposed to be, making your house not a safe place to live at all. And then you try to vacate them, you get them out of your house, but the mess that they left in the house, it's still there. That house is still not hospitable. So you still have to get these things out. Only then you will see the deliverances. You will see the complete freedom. Otherwise, you still have the torment in your lives, because the enemy puts a lot of hurts and wounds when he enters into a person's mind while building the strongholds. Even after he leaves, there are still wounds in many people. There are still hurts in people. And those wounds and hurts, they still cause a continuous torments in their lives even after getting delivered, even without the influence of an enemy. I want to share an example. So there was a baby elephant that lost its way, and then it entered into a village. So the villagers took advantage of that, and then they sold the baby elephant to a circus company. And then the circus people have, since it's a small baby elephant, they tied her one of her leg to with a small rope to a pole. How many times ever the baby elephant has tried to escape, it couldn't, because the strength is not enough to break off that rope. They used to come every day, take it out for training, and then come back and tie her leg to the same rope, to the same pole. Years and years have passed. It has tried and failed and failed. And then after many years, the elephant has grown big, almost three times the size of its size, and even its strength and power. They still take her out, come back, and tie with the same rope. It has never escaped. Do you know why? Because it has fed into her mind that how many times ever I try, I will still fail. I don't have strength to break off this rope. The size of the rope and the size of the elephant, it didn't realize what kind of strength it has. Even when we are set free, we don't know what kind of freedom we have. We have to break off our mindset to get renewed. So many times when we come to the altar and get delivered, and when we go back and these symptoms or these temptations occur again, we give up easily. We think, oh, it came back again. Oh, I'm just back to my same position, same things, same struggle, same battles. What's the point of coming? What's the point of... So some people even don't even want to come to the altar because they're tired. They just lost. They just gave up on hope. They gave up their hope. But today I want to challenge you. You need to be delivered and also break down the strongholds in your life to be completely free. Another example that I want to share. So the enemy tries to build the strongholds of anger, rejection, like I was mentioning before. And then he starts claiming that I still have my qualities, my nature, so I can still go back to the same. So it's like, even though we are set free, because of the strongholds that we still have in our minds, we are allowing the enemy to come back again to us. Like an example is, so there were two little kids, and one of the little boys said, oh, I have a dog that has given birth to a few puppies, and if you'd like, I can give you one of the puppy to you. You can take it home. So they went home, they took a puppy and then sneaked into a backpack silently, and then when they were trying to leave the place, the mother dog sensed it, and then he started trying to defend, and then started barking, and the mother dog was not letting the person go, the little kids to go. How many times ever they tried to stop the dog, they couldn't. So at one point, when the parents were trying to stop it, they didn't understand what's happening. And then the boy got scared, and then he dropped the bag, and then he ran away. When they opened the bag, they found a small puppy. So the mother dog was trying to not let go of what belongs to it. So in the same way, the enemy doesn't want anyone to let go of his grip, of his foothold, because we are still carrying the qualities, the attributes of the devil. All these fruits of the devil, it's like anger, jealousy, hatred, unforgiveness, bitterness, they're all the qualities of a devil. We don't. We are supposed to carry the qualities, develop the fruits of the Holy Spirit, not the fruits of the enemy. So, how can we break down these strongholds? Sometimes it's easier to deliver a person from these strongholds, from the demonic spirits, but it's hard to break down a stronghold. It takes significant amount of time and effort to break down these strongholds completely. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes a lot of time. Just like how these strongholds were built over the period of time, in order to break them down, it takes the same time. It takes a lot of time and also efforts. We also have to put in some efforts. So in the Bible, Jesus has given his authority to his disciples, and they were all able to cast out the demons in his name. So the name of Jesus can deliver any person from these demonic spirits. But the word of God, by renewing your mind with the word of God, can only deliver you from these strongholds. Only the strongholds can be brought down only by the word of God. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. When you read the word and apply it to your heart and follow it, your mind will be renewed. This brings the strongholds down. In John chapter 8, verse 32, Jesus says that, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Bible is the truth. It is the word of God. It has power. It has every power and authority to demolish the strongholds. Everything that is written in the Bible is inspired by the Holy Spirit. In Psalms 119 and verse 11, David says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I will not sin against you. In Ephesians 6, verse 17, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We have to take the word of God. It is our weapon. And we have to fight against the enemy, against the battle in our mindset, and bring down the strongholds. We need to apply the word of God in every day of our life. It's not just one time we apply it and then we leave, because the enemy doesn't come just one time and then he leaves forever. When you build your mind on the foundation of the word of God, the strongholds of the enemy cannot stand. Everyone say, today the strongholds are going to come down. Yes. As you read, the word of God produces the fruits of the Holy Spirit, which are exactly opposite to the fruits of the enemy. The fruit of Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And if you see every one of them, the enemy tries to do exactly opposite to these things. So how to protect your mind from these strongholds? Like I said in the beginning, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. We need to be more vigilant. We need to see what is happening in our lives. Where are we going? What are we talking about? What are we listening to? How we are dealing with when there are things that try to tempt us? How are we trying to respond back? There could be many instances that people try to provoke us. And when we are in the path of getting delivered, when we are trying to bring down the strongholds, applying the word of God, there is always a battle that people try to, the enemy uses people to try to provoke us, to try to make us and help us, I mean, make us say the things that we don't want to say or do the things that we don't want to do. So we have to be more careful and vigilant about that. And the second thing is, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, like the verse we read before, take every thought, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So anytime the enemy brings the words of depression, the words of loneliness or rejection, when you have been going through some situations where people, you feel like people are rejecting you, or you're being lonely, or you have anger, you need to take the thought, because the enemy brings lies in our minds, which is against the actual truth, against the word of God. So we need to take those words, thoughts captive, and then subject it to make it obedient to Christ. So we know that many, I mean, how many of you do physical workouts every day? So now this is a challenge. We need to do a mental workouts also. See, the devil tries to come back when you're weak and least expecting, and tries to deceive your thoughts and make you believe that this is the reality, and this is what you have to believe, this is what you have to agree with. But if you choose to take these thoughts captive and make them obedient to Christ, it cannot build any stronghold in you. So identify your source of thoughts. You understand. You ask Jesus to give you that spirit of discernment to understand where the source is coming from. Most of the times the devil comes to you as your own thoughts. It doesn't come and stand in front of you and say, hey, hello, I'm devil. Nice to meet you. It doesn't say like that. It comes to you as your own mind, your own thoughts. We can't even sometimes differentiate, oh, okay, is it my flesh or the enemy or the word of God or what is happening? We need to understand the source. So only by the spirit of discernment, you will be able to understand. And by reading the word of God, compare those words or those thoughts against the word of God. The word of God is the standard. I want to share a small testimony that I heard. So there was a small girl, and in her childhood, she got some injury, and then she fell down and she had an injury to her brain. So almost every day she gets the seizures. And then it's been going on for years and years. How many doctors ever tried to operate her? It almost made it worse, but she was never healed. And then one day, after many years, while she was listening to a TV program, a pastor spoke prophetically with a word of knowledge, saying that there is a girl who has some injury to her brain because of an accident, and then she has been struggling with these seizures for a while. Seizures. So Jesus says that you're going to be healed today. And when the pastor says, release that word, she received it and believed it, and then she started proclaiming it. And from then on, she didn't have the seizures for the next 30 days. And one day, while she was working in her kitchen, and when she was not expecting, suddenly the seizures came back. She fell down to the ground, and then she was having the seizures badly. The first thought that came to her mind is, I knew it. I knew it that I didn't get healed. I still have this sickness in my body. I still have it. And then slowly there was a small voice that said, no, you're healed. What is happening in you is not, you reject it. You reject the sickness. You were healed by the blood of, by the stripes of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name you are delivered. And then these are the thoughts. And then she realized, and then she declared that, yes, I am healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. And whatever is happening in me, I choose not to get it in, have an influence on my life. I declare that I am healed in Jesus' name. And when she proclaimed that, she got up, and then ever thereafter, she never had the Jesus back again. So that is how the enemy tries to attack you. When you step out, after getting delivered, when you step out into the world, it tries to come back to you with those temptations, those thoughts, and make you believe that, yeah, you're not healed. You're still the same person. You still have the anger in you. You still have all this jealousy, bitterness, everything in you going on. But you have to declare the word of God upon your life. You have to constantly proclaim the God's promises. Even in Jesus, when we read in the Bible, when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, he quoted the word of God. He could have said, and if you read the verse before that, it says the Spirit took him into the wilderness, and he was allowed to be tempted by the enemy. He could have thought, okay, I am the Son of God. Why am I getting all these temptations? Why am I being tested? But he didn't give in to any of those thoughts. He's being tested in his mind. It's not like it's all the battlefield of the mindset. So he believed the word of God, and he quoted the word of God. And the word of God has the power. The enemy couldn't stand against the word of God. So he just left him for another opportunity. So how do you apply the word of God if you actually don't know it first? Rick Warren said, many Christians believe the Bible from cover to cover, but has never read it once from cover to cover. You need to read the word of God. So what happens when you skip eating food? You become physically weak. The same thing happens when you skip reading the word of God. You become spiritually weak and vulnerable for the enemy's attack. And the enemy tries to come, looks for a great opportunity. When you have opened some doors, and when you're weak and least expecting, just comes back and tries its game again. So you need to meditate on the word of God day and night, and by heart the verses. You will never know when will the devil come back. The devil won't wait for you to pull out your phone, open the Bible app, and then search for the verses. You need to by heart them. It doesn't wait like that. So when we are weak, it's very vulnerable for us to give in and then lose to the enemy. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, it says, "Keep this book of law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." Also in Psalms chapter 1 verse 2 and 3, But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night, that person is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers." If you want to be prospered, if you want to be successful in fighting the enemy and bringing down all the strongholds in your life, you need to have the Word of God in your heart, by hearted in your heart. Read it every day. Meditate on it day and night. I want to share a quick testimony that happened in my life too. When Pastor has asked me to share the word, it's a battle for me every time to come up to the stage and speak the word. Every time I go through a lot of battle challenges, because I have a lot of fear of speaking in English, and I sometimes go blank. I don't even remember what I've written. I might have written a few pages, but it just goes blank when I stand here. So even a couple of times it had happened to me that I went blank completely, and then there was that fear immediately. Why do you want to go back again and stand up in front of people, and you become blank again? You don't take this challenge again. You are going to make a fool. You're going to become a fool over there. All these thoughts of fear, of disappointments and failures, and all these things, they bombard me, and I feel like, yeah, it's waste. I don't want to stand again and become a fool and become blank again. But I know God has called me to preach His word. God has given me some talents to sow in His kingdom back. I know that God will be with me and He will never forsake me. And this fear, I started proclaiming the God's word over my situation. I started declaring God's promises, what He has called me to do, what He has promised me. And the word of God every day, even for this past few weeks, I started declaring word of God over me again and again and again and again. Even though I don't feel like it, I started declaring it. It was a big battle in my mind. I don't know what is going on, but I know that I'm in a battle, and I started declaring the word. And I know that God is going to do great things. It's not me who does these things. It is the one who is in me. It is the word of God and the anointing of the Holy Spirit that breaks the yoke of the people. It is not any message or a sermon, but it is the word of God and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So I don't rely on my words or my vocabulary or my eloquence, but I'm trusting God on His work, on His finished work on the cross. So today I want to give you all an opportunity. For those of you who have never opened your door of heart to Jesus, this is your opportunity to do now. You may have opened the door to many other things in your life. Why don't you open your door to Jesus? Trust Him. Don't wait for anyone else. As the Holy Spirit is nudging you to come to Jesus, don't resist. Come to the altar and surrender to Jesus. You might have come before and tried the same things again and again, but understand, there is power in the name of Jesus. His word, His name has all the authority. He has been given all authority and power. Like we read before, in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth, and even under the earth. So you'll be set free. There is deliverance in the name of Jesus. And for those of you who have been struggling with strongholds, fear of failures, depression, rejections, loneliness, even sicknesses, temptations of any kind, you can come to the altar. We'll have elders and deacons pray over you. We'll help you to break those strongholds. We will loosen the grip of the enemy and bring the strongholds down. So this is your moment, this is your opportunity. Don't let the enemy talk to you and say, this is another day, this is another service, this is another, just like the same thing before. You surrender to Jesus, and He has the power to do it, His work. And for the rest of the people, I challenge you and ask you, I request you to make a commitment to read and meditate the Word of God daily from now on. Renew your mind with the Word, God's Word. And that is the only way we can bring down the strongholds in your life. You cannot go into the world and say, I'm just delivered, and just live your life again, back to normal. It brings more chaos in the end, because if you don't read the Word of God, the enemy will try to deceive you more, because and make you build another stronghold in your life that you will never be able to come back to Jesus. But I pray and ask you that take this opportunity. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we all come into your presence, Lord, and ask you, Lord, let your will be done, O Father, Lord. I pray for those people, Lord, for those whom you are talking to, Lord. Help them to make a decision, Lord, to open their doors of heart, to invite you into their lives, Lord, to surrender their lives unto you, Lord. Whatever the enemy may have been trying, Lord, attacking them and deceiving them as their own thoughts, making them to lose hope, Lord, I pray, Lord, the chains of the enemy shall be broken today, Lord. There is nothing that can stand against in the name of Jesus. Lord, I break down every stronghold. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will draw people to you, Lord, that they will receive your Holy Spirit, that they will receive the work that you have done, O Father, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, every stronghold that the enemy has been building will come down today, Lord. And every people will start reading the Word of God and meditate upon it day and night and live victorious life. I speak the name of Jesus. I speak the name of Jesus over every fear, every anxiety, over every darkness, sickness, any struggles, any battles, any temptations, any addictions. I speak the name of Jesus. Let it be broken down today in Jesus' name. We declare deliverance in the name of Jesus, and the strongholds become coming down. Let every stronghold be destroyed completely in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your work, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' and mighty precious name I pray. Amen.
You made it to the end of the message, and now what? Is God leading you to make a change? Are you needing a good church home where you can grow and help others grow as you fulfill your part in the body of Christ? Then we invite you to join us at All Nations Church on Scherer Road in Tallahassee, a multicultural church founded on the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. Our Sunday morning service is at 10:30 and Wednesday night service at 7, plus youth group and kid power and small groups and more. For more information, visit our website, allnationstallahassee.com.